Well, I think you're right to say that everybody was concerned about the potential of H1N1, but from the vantage point of early January 2010, at least in the UK, it doesn't look as if it's any worse than an average bout of flu, a new mutation. We had a spike of cases here back in the summer, and really since then the level of consultations for flu-like illnesses has hardly budged above the baseline rate. It's hardly kind of shown up. Certainly there have been some deaths in this country. I mean, the latest figure is that it's 360 deaths since the beginning of the outbreak. But really, flu kills people every year, and it's really hard to know whether that's more than an average year for flu mortality. With the benefit of hindsight, it just looks like ordinary flu, really.
Some might say, well, it was really a matter of being prepared for it. We heard about H1N1 long in advance and steps were taken, and maybe that's why it didn't turn into the huge epidemic that so many people thought it might. What do you think?
Well, what were the steps that were taken? I can't really comment on the situation in the States or elsewhere. In this country, because of this spike starting June, July, the government decided that health services would be inundated by patients potentially with swine flu. So they developed an algorithm whereby you contacted a phone number, went to a website, and you ran through your symptoms. If the algorithm thought you had a likelihood of flu, it suggested you started taking Tamiflu, and it made arrangements for you to collect that or for somebody to collect it on your behalf so you wouldn't go infect people at your doctor's surgery or whatever. I think there must be a question mark over the efficacy of Tamiflu in protecting other people from flu. The other big intervention, of course, was vaccination. In this country, it started about 10 weeks ago, and really, there's not been much happening on the flu front since August. So I don't think we can say everything's panned out as well as it has because of vaccination, certainly not in the UK anyway. In fact, I don't think vaccination was happening anywhere in the world really much before then because vaccination stocks weren't really available until relatively recently.
Tell us some of the issues that BMJ is going to cover regarding H1N1.
We have the data which suggests that week on week the number of flu cases is going down. I mean, there was a very small blip at the beginning of this year, which is attributed to the lack of reporting over the holiday season. But it looks as if the trend is definitely downwards. So I'm not sure there's a great deal more to say about it. It was here and now it's going, and it's going pretty fast.
Are there any lessons we can learn from this?
I don't know. I'd preface it by saying hindsight is almost the easiest thing in the world. I think we've been primed for a catastrophic mutation of influenza. And the question was back in whenever, April, May, June last year, whether the Mexican outbreak was the new catastrophic mutation that was going to take off. The question is, given the expectation that the big mutation's on the way, what do we do when we get the next outbreak in any country in the world? I feel that we should have worked out much sooner that this wasn't going to be absolutely catastrophic. I mean, there were deaths in Mexico, and that was extremely concerning, but that experience wasn't replicated in many other places that I'm aware of. And I kind of feel that other people whose business it is to interpret flu surveillance should have at least been a bit more skeptical than they were. So the lesson is, I think next time around, we should be much more circumspect. In fact, I'm sure the public will be much more circumspect. And at least in the UK, they're very skeptical of it. I think if those in authority say, well, it's arrived, you know, it's the big one, I think the UK population is going to say, well, that's what you said last time, and it didn't turn out to be the case.